Good afternoon, everyone. We are continuing our learning of Shmon Esrei. We're up to the bracha about kibbutz galios. The source of this bracha can be found in a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yizayin of Beis, as we've been discussing previously. The Gemara explains, "Umarau lomar kibbutz galios la'achar bracha l'shanim." Why, in fact, the Chazal juxtapose kibbutz galios to that of the bracha of the brachas l'shanim? And the Gemara explains its base of a pasuk in Yecheskel Paraglam Rav Pasuk Ches, where Yecheskel juxtaposes the development of produce in Eretz Yisrael to that of the kibbutz galus. And it says, "Vatem hare Yisrael, and you the mountains of Yisrael, an pehem titnu, grow branches, uperichem tisu, raise fruit, bear fruit, lami Yisrael, for my nation Yisrael, ki kervu lavo, because they're coming." Again, Chazal see that from the fact that Yechazkel juxtaposes the development of Eretz Yisrael to that of the coming of the nation of Yisrael, implies that those two brachos should go together in Shmona Esrei. As an aside, it's interesting to note how the Rishonim explained that juxtaposition in its particular details. Rashi explains that the kibbutz galus comes during the ace, the time of the Birchas Hashanim, at that exact time. That's when the kibbutz galus will come. The Meir explains that we need the Birchas Hashanim of Eretz Yisrael to first come and then kibbutz galus. Both interpretations seem to assume, though, that the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, again, is emphasizing specifically the produce and production of Eretz Yisrael's growth, a theme that we've been discussing in the previous bracha, where the bracha of Birchas Hashanim is focused on Eretz Yisrael, and then spills over to the rest of the Chutz La'aretz. One notices that this bracha is somewhat of a contrast and difference to the previous brachos, in the sense that this bracha, and really the subsequent brachos, are focusing on the national identity of Klal Yisrael, versus the previous brachos, most of them, arguably in all of them, focus on the individual needs of the nation, and us speaking in the plural, to reflect all the individual needs of the nation of Yisrael. And this idea is really elaborated by Rav Hirsch, as he notes that the Avoda of the Karban Tamid, there were six different offerings of Emurim that were brought during that process. And we've discussed this in the introduction, but as a brief review, Chazal modeled the first six brachos of the Bakashos of Shmon Esrei to model after the first six offerings of Emurim that were offered by the Karban Tamid. Those brachos go until the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. And now, with this seventh bracha in this section, the bracha of Kibbutz Galios, Chazal took the last three themes that were just discussed, that of Geula, that of Refuah, and then Parnassah through Birchas Hashanim. They're going to be reflected and copied from an individual discussion about asking Hashem for those different things, and now transposing them onto the national needs of having the national geula, which is through kibbutz galios, the national refuah, which is through the institution of the laws of the Torah, and finally with the parnasa of the Jewish nation, that's through the tzaddikim, through its leaders. So we begin this first section by talking about kibbutz galios. This bracha really has two parts to it, to the bracha in its entirety. The first section, from tekap shofar until yachan me'abakan tos aretz, is the request for kibbutz galios, through sounding the shofar, raising a banner, and ultimately having Hashem gather the Jewish people together. The second section is the bracha recognizing Hashem as the one who gathers those who are dispersed in the diaspora, and Hashem bringing them together. Delving into the details of this bracha, the first section again is the request for the kibbutz galios. We begin by saying, "Tekab shofar gadol l'cherusenu," sound the shofar gadol, the great shofar, to our freedom. The general source of this allusion is found, explains the Rebbe Yekar, from a pasuk found in Yeshayahu, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, "V'hayah b'yom ahu," will be on that day, the day of the Geula, "Yitzaka b'shofar gadol, Hashem will blow on a great shofar, ubo ha'ovdim be'eretz Asher, panidachem be'eretz Mitzrayim," and those who are lost in Eretz Asher, and those rejected and pushed away in the land of Egypt, will come, "Yishtachu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh Yerushalayim," and they'll bow down to Hashem in the holy mountain which is in Yerushalayim. On a simple level, the shofar that we're referring to in this bracha of Tekab Shofar Gadol is the same shofar that we're referring to in this pasuk. The Radak explains that the shofar is not a literal shofar, but it's a metaphor to the fact that the shofar represents an ingathering together, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to gather in Klal Yisrael from the Galus, and that's reflected through the illusion of the Tekiyas Shofar. The Tur, however, in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin explains that the reference to the shofar is not related to the Kibbutz Galus per se, but to the ultimate goal of bowing down and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. And he explains that the emphasis of bowing and serving on Kosh Baruch Hu in the Har Kodesh is reflected by the Avodah Karbanos, and we find that by Karbanos there is a mentioning of Tekiah. It says in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yod, V'yom Simchascham V'modechem V'Rashei Chatzeichem, on these holy days and happy days, you should blow with chatzrosos, blow with these trumpets for Kosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah seems to be saying that the emphasis of this bracha of Tekiah B'Shofar is not necessarily the ingathering of the Jewish people, but the focus of the ultimate goal, being able to blow in the Beis HaMikdash and serve Hashem with the Avodas HaKarbanos. As an aside, the Torah explains, because of this connection, if you count the words that are in this bracha, you'll find that there are 20 words. And you'll also find that in this pasuk, Ovyom Simchaschem, there are actually 20 words as well, reflecting the connection between the idea of the Tekiah Shofar through the ingathering of the Jewish people leading to the Avodas HaKarbanos and the ultimate blowing that we do in the Beis HaMikdash. One may ask, however, the Torah's understanding of Tekiah seems to be not necessarily comparable to the pasuk found in Bamidbar. This pasuk in Bamidbar seems to be focusing on the blowing of the Chatzosros. However, this pasuk in Yecheskel seems to be emphasizing the blowing of the shofar. An answer to this question may be potentially found by looking at another place where we compare shofar to Chatzosros. We find in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, when we talk about the bruch of shofros, Shar Mishonim actually mentioned this pasuk, Uskatim b'chatzotzros, in the actual text of shofros. The Ramban and Rabbi Yonah thought that was inappropriate because we're not mentioning the idea of shofar. However, the Rosh, who happens to be the father of the Torah, wanted it to be included in the text of the bracha of shofros as well, seemingly assuming that there's some connection between chatzotzros and shofros. And that connection may be found in a comment in the Rabbam in Hilchos Shofros, as well as in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Rabbam says, in the Beis HaMikdash, while, depending on if it's a Tainis or Rosh Hashanah, the emphasis would be either the Shofar or the Chatzrosros, in the Beis HaMikdash you would have to blow both. And the reason is, as it says, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chatzros v'kol Shofar haril lefnei ha-melech Hashem. With Chatzrosros and the sound of the Shofar, you have to declare a trua before the King of Hashem. Seemingly, the focus of both the Shofar and the Chatzrosros, and particularly together, emphasizes a presence and awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's particularly done in the Beis HaMikdash Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. Arguably, the reason why the Torah is comfortable mentioning the idea of Tekiah B'Shofar in juxtaposition with the Chatzotzros is specifically because we're davening for a point of Kibbutz Galus, which leads to the Avodas HaKarbanos and the ultimate building of the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned that the Shofar that's being used is a Shofar Gadol. The Iyun Tefila, commentary on the Tefillah, notes that the emphasis of a great shofar is actually an allusion to a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Lamed Aleph. There, it discusses the isle that was offered in place of Yitzchak. And it says that since the isle had two horns, those two horns were made to two shofros. The left horn was used as a shofar kveyachol before Kadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai, as it says, v'hi kol shofar. And the second horn, the right horn, which was actually greater in size as a metaphor than the left horn, will be used to blow and inaugurate the Kibbutz Galus. As it says in this pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Hashem will blow with the shofar gadol. The next line of this medrash is comment of Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, "Hakol lo notzar, everything was only created ela b'schus hishtachavaya, for the goal and to get to the merit of bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Rabbimu Hashem Elkeinu v'shtachal l'hadam raglov. Hashem will be exalted and they'll bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu." It seems to be that this is a reference, this commentary of Yitzchak, is a reference to the Hishtachavaya, which is found at the end of this pasuk Mishayahu, where it says that after Hashem blows the Shofar Gadol, then Hishtachavu v'har kodesh Yerushalayim, they'll bow on the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. And Rav Yitzchak is commenting that HaKol, seemingly all the entire creation of the Shofar, the Shofros, is in order to get to this point of Hishtachavaya, of bowing before Kadosh Baruch Hu at Yerushalayim. And that seemingly is very similar to the comment that the Torah made, that the shofar that's being blown by Kibbutz Galios is not referring to the ingathering of the Jews per se, but to get to the Avodas HaKarbanos, to get to the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason for this is because the entire goal of the Kibbutz Galios is to get to that point, and in many ways is similar to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar's point of Zuchus Hishtachavaya, the entire point of the blowing of the shofar, for both seemingly Har Sinai and the blowing of the shofar for Kibbutz Galus is to get to this point of Mishtachavaya, of be standing for Kosh Baruch in the Beis HaMikdash. And arguably, the metaphor of the shofar gadol indicates a greater expression of this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It occurred at Har Sinai, but the shofar gadol, the greater expression of this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will occur at Las Lavo, and that will lead to this point of recognition of Hashem through Shtachavaya and the coming of the Beis HaMikdash. We note that the shofar should be a heralding L'Chir Sinu for our freedom. The Rebbe Nikar explains that this idea of Chirus is referenced to in the Pasuk Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed Samach Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, where it says that Hashem will send out to those who are captured, L'Nishbar Leif, to those who are broken in heart, the Kerol L'Shvuim Dvor, to call out to those who are captive freedom, V'Lasurim Pekach Koach, and to those who are bound to be free. Rashi understands that this is an allusion to the fact that there will be a Gula, and those who are captive in the Galus will be freed. The Aris Devash notes that the language of Doror is reminiscent to a comment in the Torah discussing Yovel, that all the freed slaves will be freed by the blowing of the shofar during the Yovel. Again, another allusion to the fact that the shofar is a hint to the fact that Klal Yisrael will be freed the same way that the Avadim are freed during the Yovel period. Thinking about the comment of the Torah that the shofar that we're referring to is not that of the Kibbutz Galus, but of the Avodas HaKarbanos, according to the Torah, the language of the Chir Sinu seems a bit strange because we're not referring to our freedom, we're referring to the Avodas HaKarbanos. However, it could be that the Torah understands that the idea of Tekah B'Shofar, blowing of the shofar, is a simen, an indication of our Chirus. The ultimate Chirus of the Jewish people isn't just freedom from the bondage, but Chir Sinu, freedom to now serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ultimate recognition of that is when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. So arguably for the Torah, the Tekah B'Shofar during the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodas HaKarbanos is the indication that we're ultimately and truly free, and that's what we're diving for in this bracha. Final comment on this subsection. Refersh notes that the order in which the request for the Kibbutz Galus occurs is only after we recognize Hashem as being the Tokeah B'Shofar. And Refersh notes and explains that the ultimate redemption, while we have to be involved in wanting for the Mashiach to come and wanting for the Geula and the Kibbutz Galus to come, it's only going to truly come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen and when He gives the okay, and that's through His Tekiah B'Shofar, through the metaphor of blowing the shofar and allowing Klal Yisrael to come together. And that's exactly why we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable this to actually come into fruition. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to blow the shofar and allow us to be gathered in, we then make another request. We say, V'sanes l'kabetz kol yoseinu, raise a banner to gather us together. The Rebbe Nikar explains that this language of V'sanes is found in a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, pasuk in Beis. It says, V'nasanes l'goyim, Hashem will raise a banner to the nations of the world, V'asaf nidchei Yisrael, and will gather in those that are rejected amongst the Jewish people, V'fusos Yehuda, and those who are scattered amongst Yehuda, from Yehuda, V'kabetz, Hashem will gather them in, V'abba kapfos aretz, from the four corners of the earth. So again, this is a reference to the fact that Hashem will raise a banner and He will gather in the people. Looking at the pasuk closely, one notices that the nace, the banner that's being used, is not for the Jewish people per se, but for the nations of the world to recognize. And the Radak, focusing on that point, explains that Hashem will raise a banner for the nations to realize that it's time for the Jews to leave. But because they recognize that this banner, this call for the Jews to return to Eretz Yisrael, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they won't just kick them out as an expulsion, but they'll let them leave bekavod, with honor and dignity, allowing them to return to Eretz Yisrael, which itself, in many ways, is a recognition that the nations recognize that Hashem is the one who's bringing them out, and therefore they respond with the proper honor that's appropriate for that nation, the Jewish people. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable the world to bring us back and enter Eretz Yisrael, we make a final request, Kabasenu Yachad Mehera Me'arba Kanfos Aretz, gather us together quickly from all the corners of the earth. Again, this is a reference to the Pasuk in Yechezkel that Hashem will gather in the Jews from the four corners of the earth. The Mefarshim focus on the idea of Yachad, that we want the Jewish people to come together to Eretz Yisrael. The Iyun Tefillah explains that just because you have Kibbutz Galus doesn't necessarily mean that we'll be unified as a nation. It could be that the nation could have a Kibbutz Galus, but not together. Some half the nation could go to one land, half the nation to the other. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us specifically together as one unit to one land, which is Eretz Yisrael. The first seems to understand the idea of Yachad to be a focus on intent. And he explains that when we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us together, he explains that we as Klal Yisrael need to daven for us to intentionally want to come together and not just have it come as a happenstance that we just find ourselves together. That is an important part of the Kibbutz Galios, where we intentionally want to come together as a nation and become unified as one. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to have a Kibbutz Galios, we conclude with a bracha, recognizing Hashem as one who gathers in the dispersed people of the exile. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Mekabes in Chei Amo Yisrael, gathers in the dispersed of his nation, Yisrael. The Avudram explains that this bracha is based off two different sources found in Navi. The first source is a pasuk found in Yeshayahu Perek Al Pasuk Beis, where, as we mentioned earlier, as Hashem says, "Vasat Nidchei Yisrael," Hashem will gather in the Nidchei Yisrael. That reference of Nidchei Yisrael is found at the end of this bracha as well. The second source of this bracha is found in the pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Chaf Hei, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to bring the Jewish people together, but Kapsis Beis Yisrael Menamim, Asher Nefotu Bam." I'm going to bring the Jewish people who are dispersed amongst the nations. And Hashem says, I'll be sanctified among the nations. The Yashvah al-Masam that will turn to their land, Asher Nisati l'Avdi l'Yakov, which I gave to my servant to Yaakov. This pasuk seems to be emphasizing the idea of kibbutz, in contrast to the previous pasuk, which only mentioned the idea of Nidchei Yisrael, but not mentioning the idea of kibbutz, only Yisuf. The Malbim notes that the word Yisuf and kibbutz, while they both ostensibly mean gathering in, have different connotations. Yisuf means physical gathering in. We want a dispersed group of entities coming together to get in one unit. The idea of kibbutz isn't just a physical gathering in, but more of an internal coming together as one. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for kibbutz galuyos, we're not just asking Hashem to bring the Jewish people physically together, but also unified as a nation. It's interesting to know, looking at this pasuk in Yechezkel, that the ultimate function of the kibbutz galuyos isn't just to have the nation to come together, but being dashti bam l'nei ha'goyim, for Hashem to be sanctified amongst the nations. This has already been alluded to by the commentator of the Radak, that Hashem places a nace, a banner, for the nations to recognize that the Jews have to return, and therefore they should return the Jewish people the kavod in recognition of the fact that they're the Am Hashem. And again, it may be a reference as well to the comment of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that through the tkiyah b'shofar, through the ingathering of the Jewish people and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that is a great gilui shechina, similar to that of the Har Sinai, but even greater. In many ways, the field that we're diving for in this bracha isn't just for the physical and national bringing together of the Jewish people, but for the ultimate gilui shechina, and that's the process that we're beginning in this tefillah as well. The Iyun Tefillah makes a comment as well in this last point of the bracha. We mention that Hashem is Mekabes Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Hashem gathers in his nation, Yisrael. As we mentioned before in the pasuk in Shayo, it just says Vasath Nidchei Yisrael. The language of Amo is not found in that pasuk. And the Iyun Tefillah explains that we're davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us in together to the Kibbutz Galios, but we want it to be done as a manifestation of Amo, where the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes B'nai Yisrael as his nation, meaning to say that Klal Yisrael have been living up to the standard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of the nation, of the Jewish people. Medrash comments that there are two ways the Gula can come, either as a preordained time or based off the merits of the nation. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to improve our ways on a national level to enable us to be deserving of that status of the Gula to come because of our own merits. So just to put the bracha in its overall context, we begin the first section by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Gula to come. We ask Hashem to blow the shofar gadol, which is a reference to the fact that the Jewish people will come together through the Tkiyah Shofar and ultimately leading to the Avodas HaKarbanos, which is also an expression of the Tkiyah Shofar. We ask Hashem to have it L'chir Seinu for us to become free, either physically or even spiritually. And we recognize that it's only going to be through HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can then move to the next stages of the ultimate Geula. We ask Hashem to raise a banner amongst the nations to enable us to come in back to Eretz Yisrael. As the Radak notes, this banner should be something that the nations recognize, both that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jews to return, but also recognize the status of the Jewish people as they represent Am Hashem. And we conclude with this section by saying we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us together, biyachad, into one land, unified with the intent to for unification and not to be disparate in our thoughts, and obviously not disparate physically. We conclude the bracha by recognizing Hashem as the one who gathers in the diaspora. We recognize that Hashem's ultimate point in this is v'nikdashti b'al m'nei ha'goyim, for it to be a kiddush Hashem. And also we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the geula and the kibbutz galus to come, specifically as a recognition of Amo, that Bnei Yisrael are deserving of this status of kibbutz galus because they've improved their ways and serve Hashem properly. Just taking a step back and seeing this bracha in the context of Shmona Esrei, there are several ways of understanding this bracha in the context of the previous brachos. One point, as we mentioned in the introduction of this bracha, is that this is a focus on the national identity of Klal Yisrael. As we mentioned in the name of the first, this is a reference to the Karban Tamid, that we're moving from the individual requests for Klal Yisrael to the national requests. Rashi in Megillah notes that the bracha of Goel, of Geula that we mentioned earlier, is for the specific individual tzaros of the nation, and now we're asking for the reunification of the nation in its entirety. Another connection, which we reference to at the end of this bracha, is the idea of tshuva. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be Amo, we should be deserving of the status of his nation, and that's through our national self-improvement. The same way that tshuva in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei elicits geula, Refersh explains that the tshuva also elicits a national geula, and that's through kibbutz galus. And obviously the most direct connection between this bracha and the previous brachos in Shemoneh Esrei is the idea of Eretz Yisrael. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Berachas Hashanim, for the development specifically of Eretz Yisrael. And it's with that established and developed land, Bnei Yisrael will then enter Eretz Yisrael and bring the kibbutz galus. Regardless of the exact connection between the previous brachos, it seems that going forward we're going to focus on the national identity of Klal Yisrael. But it's important to keep in mind, as the Torah notes and emphasizes, that the Tekapa Shofar, the point of this national identity and gathering in of the exiles to develop that national identity, is to enable Lavros HaKarbanos, and more broadly, to enable the Gilui Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's something that we should be having in mind as well in our davening, to enable a greater relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for ourselves and for the world in its entirety.